You're listening to Jefferson Public Radio's Classics and News Service. I'm Vanessa Finney. Today I'm talking live with pianist Olga Kern in advance of her performance at the Brit Festival tomorrow at 8 p.m., and she'll be playing a couple of pieces for us as well. Olga began studying piano at the age of 5, and at 17 she was awarded first prize at the Rachmaninoff International Piano Competition. In 2001, she launched her U.S. career, winning an historic gold medal at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, the only woman in the last 50 years to do so. Olga, welcome to JPR and to Ashland.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start off with your acquaintance with Oregon and the Brit. Have you been to either before?
I never been to a Brit Festival, but I was in Oregon a lot. It's my 25th anniversary of winning Van Cliburn competition. It was in 2001. So in 25 years, I've been to Oregon and I played everywhere in this beautiful state. I love it here.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. How
did this performance come about at the Brit?
It just happened, you know, my manager asked me if I would like to come, and I said yes, of course, because it's one of my favorite states, and because I never played here before, so I said yes, of course, and I'm playing one of my favorite pieces, Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Tin by Paganini. Of course I said yes. Wouldn't say no to this.
Now, did you suggest certain songs that you can, pieces that you could play, or did they suggest a program for you?
No, they asked specifically for this piece.
Okay.
And I really love this piece every time I'm playing it. It's just, it's a very special piece for me. I play this piece since probably 12 years old. And it's really transforming with me this, you know, all the years I play the piece. It's I feel like now I really understand and feel it right. So that's the time for me when you know, every musician has some specific idea about how this or that specific piece should sound in their head. So for me now, Rhapsody is in a perfect place. So that's why, of course, I said yes to come and perform this piece here, because I can't wait to share my interpretation, which is, I think, 100% ready for the audience here at the Brit Festival.
What a wonderful coincidence of you being ready, sort of maturing in this piece that's been your lifelong partner musically.
Yes.
In some ways, and our local audiences can benefit from,
yes,
from it.
Yes, for sure.
Now, is that one of the pieces that you're prepared to play for us today?
I noticed no, you actually, look- I would like to play one of the Rachmaninoff pieces solo, because
okay.
Rhapsody on a Tin by Paganini is a piece which he wrote, the last piece for the piano and orchestra he ever wrote. But this piece, which I would like to play for you today, is from his Opus 16. It's his earlier language, earlier compositions, but it's a very Rachmaninoff's language, very dramatic, it's so him. I can't, you know, sometimes it's hard to express with the words. I'll just play it for you. It's Rachmaninoff's Moment Musical, Opus 16, number 4, E minor.
Thank you.
outstanding. That was pianist Olga Kern playing live on the Classics and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio in advance of her evening performance at the Brit Festival. Olga, that was one Rachmaninoff, and you'll be playing another selection tomorrow, but I wonder if I could circle back and have you say more specifically how your relationship has changed. We have a fairly musically educated audience, so are you stronger in some places, you know, different dynamics?
I always work, I'm teaching in Manhattan School of Music for already almost 10 years, and I always work with my students and also by myself. Special, you know, for me, the musicality and how to make a special sound, how to sing at the piano. This is what the most important thing for, I think, every pianist. And for me, this is what I try to work on, you know, on my students, on myself. Every year, I hear piano sound differently, believe it or not. And I think the lifetime is not enough for musicians, which is great, I think, for all of us as musicians, to learn something new about our own instrument. With the string players, it's maybe easier in a way because they have their piano, their instruments all the time with them. You know, where they travel, when they, you know, perform, it's always the same instrument. For us, we have our own piano, if we are lucky, at home. And then when we travel, we don't know what we expect. We don't know what to expect, and we don't know how the piano will be, how it will sound. So for me, the most important aspect of playing Rachmaninoff Rhapsody by Paganini, I think, is finding the right sounds, because this piece is all about different variations on a Paganini theme, which is, right, you know, a famous A minor theme. Is this, you know, so this, it's just a very easy theme, but then it transforms to incredible world of different feelings, different emotions, philosophical, maybe sometimes ideas in Rachmaninoff's language here, and it transformed to this beautiful, very famous 18th variation. Everyone knows, everyone loves this. So yes, with the transformation from variation to variation, you really need to master your sound. And you need to master how you listen to every note and how you sing it. Because it's all about singing for us. Piano is a percussion instrument. And for us, singing is the most important thing. So I feel like this is what my transformation over the years with this piece is about. It's about how I listen to the sound, how I feel it, and how I understand if this is the right way of producing it. I love playing on Steinways. I'm a Steinway artist. I see that you have Steinway in the studio, which, yep, is great. I feel like this piano is the best in the world, and of course it's the best for me, and I can do a lot of things on this piano because it has such a great range of different dynamics and the difference in the sound from 3-5 pianissimus to 5 fortissimus, and that's what's important for me. Even in the piece I played for you in a Moment Musical, there are a few places where he writes 2 pianos suddenly after 2 forte, and you need to make this adjustment very quickly, and you need to master this, you know. So that's for me the most important in the piano art, how to play piano correctly. It's all about how you produce sound, how you sing at this instrument.
And you, as a traveling musician who doesn't get to perform with your own Steinway, do you find that's you find a certain familiarity when you do sit down to a Steinway around the world?
For sure. Nowadays, everywhere in the world I perform on Steinway, the pianos are really excellent.
Yeah.
Knowing that I can really make this difference in sounds, and I usually don't even worry much, not knowing even what I will get at the venue, I'm not really worried because I know I can do it.
Yes.
At Steinway, I can. And I know that the sound will project and it will sing to the last straw of the, sometimes it's a big, sometimes it's a big concert hall, as here is an open air place. And mm-hmm. it's still, I know that the sound will get into the last row, to the last, person who will be listening to this instrument when I will be playing. So I know I'm very comfortable with Steinway.
Right,
yes.
Confident in the capacity
yes.
of it. A reminder, you're tuned in to the Classics and New Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Vanessa Finney talking live to pianist Olga Kern. She's performing at the Brit Festival June 18th from 8 to 10 p.m., or rather she starts at 8 p.m. Tickets and details are at brit.org. You were born into a musical family, and I was wondering if we could hear about that a little bit.
Yes, both my parents were pianists, and my mom was my first teacher. I always, since I was born, I always heard piano in our little apartment, and I always wanted to play this instrument. For me, a piano is my favorite instrument. And my son is also playing piano. I asked him, why not another instrument? And he said, no, mom, only piano. So we all love piano in the family. My grandfather, though, he was a famous professor of oboe. And his students are spread all over the world. In a lot of orchestras, I come and play, and somehow, woodwinds know my grandfather, which in the way it feels like a big family, And then my great grandmother, she was a mezzo soprano. She was from Kharkiv, from Ukraine, and she performed. She was the opera diva there at the opera, at the Kharkiv Opera Theater for many years. And she performed with Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff was accompanying her. And we still have this special programs from those concerts. And in Rachmaninoff's two books of his memoirs, there are special indications of dates and places where they were performing together. So it's kind of, it feels like Rachmaninoff's genius touched my family in the way that, we could at least know him in this way.
That must be so special.
Yeah, from my great-grandmother. And her mom, my great-great-grandmother, she was a pianist and very good friend of Tchaikovsky. We have unique letters and photos from Tchaikovsky to her and from her to him. And a lot of these letters now at the Tchaikovsky Museum. So it's very special. Yeah, I have long, long tradition of music in my family.
That's so interesting. So music history buffs as well can dig into that a little bit by visiting your website. You're OlgaKern.com,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Now, I understand you've been featured in two documentaries. How did that come out? And are those available to stream for anybody?
I think it's available to stream. I don't know, even maybe more than two documentaries, because I know that after I won Clyburn competition, there was one documentary, Playing on the Edge, which was Peter Rosen's film documentary. And it was an excellent movie about the whole, backstage kind of like behind the scene of being on stage, young pianists who were participating in that competition. Clyburn is the biggest competition, one of the biggest in the world. It's like Olympic Games for young pianists. So it's a long duration, 3 weeks, nonstop playing at different programs. There's a chamber music round, there are two orchestra performances, different concertos, two recitals, a big competition. And I think Peter really caught the best moments in this documentary. And my son was just just little over a year at that time. Oh. And I was performing at the competition. I was always thinking about him, knowing that, you know, I left him thousands miles away from where I was in Fort Worth in Texas, and I was just dedicating every performance to him, knowing that maybe one day he will be very, very glad and thankful, and maybe respecting me. And then he is now. He's always telling me how happy he is, and it's actually inspired him in the way to be a pianist. He was at Juilliard. Now he's in Manhattan School of Music, and he won some competitions already, and we played together a lot. So for me, that time, that was what I was thinking about, you know. And winning that competition and meeting Van Cliburn, who was my hero that time, was very special. And that particular documentary is incredible. And then another one was about Cliburn amateur competition, which is also very interesting to find out and learn about just amateur pianists who are incredible pianists, but they have their own profession, doctors, engineers, whatever any other profession, and then they are playing piano incredibly. And I was a president of the jury of that particular competition when they made that documentary, and I think it's really incredible. And there is another documentary which is coming out soon. It's a mini series about Cliburn winners, not all, but Cliburn gold medalists. I just had a really great time filming some of it with the crew. So I think it will be also another very good one.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear you play one more piece. I understand you have a Debussy prepared.
Yes. We were talking about producing the right sound and colors at the piano. So mm-hmm. Debussy, one of the most incredible masters of really expressing and writing for piano the way that the sounds are so different and so beautiful. That's why I saw that I'll play for you. And also this piece is his last prelude, and it's called Fireworks. And I think that we all need a little more fireworks in our lives right now.
Amen.
So, yes, here at Debussy, Prelude Fireworks. Thank you.
You're listening to the Classics and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, where you just heard Olga Kern creating sparks at the piano with Debussy's Fireworks Prelude. Olga, you haven't just won international competitions. You serve as a juror as well. And I wonder how you grade people on what you're looking for when everybody is pretty much technically perfect at that level. Does it go back to something that you described in your own musicality that evolved, you know, someone that just makes it sing beyond other people? And do you have to come to a consensus with your fellow jurors? What's it like in that room?
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking for someone who will be touching me from inside. And for the person who I would like to listen more and again and again. Mm-hmm. And as you said, yes, everyone's technically nowadays more or less similar. And it's just that how you really understand the piece, how you feel it, how you produce the sound, what the ideas you are telling us as the listeners. Are you taking us with you in a journey of that particular piece? And what is it about for you? Is it that personal? This is what I am looking for when I'm listening to a young pianist. And sometimes I'm surprised how incredibly inspired I am by some of them. It doesn't happen very often, but when it happens, it's such a joy. Yeah. And you just want to hear this person again and again. And usually this person is winning the competition, in my experience. It's because for all of us as jurors, we want to hear something special. And it's not about technique anymore. It's about definitely beyond this. And it's about really touching our souls. That's the most important thing.
Okay, so more in an emotional/spiritual realm beyond that. All right, we just have about a minute left, and I wondered if you can give a nod to your love of fashion. You work with a couple of designers.
Yes, I actually work with my dress designer is Alex Teich in New York, and I work with him for more than 20 years. And my gown tomorrow as well is designed by him. And my jewelry designer is also in New York, another Alex, actually, Alex Soldier. And my jewelry for the concerts, he is always making for me some incredible artistry, which goes for a specific gown. So that's, and every piece for me associated with the different color. So tomorrow is Rachmaninoff. I will not tell you the color, but you will see who will come. And I invite everyone to come tomorrow at 8 p.m. and see what I'll be wearing and hear the Rachmaninoff music together. And that will be a surprise.
Well, thank you, Olga Kern, very much for joining us today. And we look forward to your concert tomorrow.
Thank you so much.